Okay, it's crazy. I never dealt with so much shit in my life. You get the medical stuff under control, and then you go right back to the house. House, medical. House, medical. Medical under control, get pain under control. Now dealing with the house. Dealing with the house like we did right when we bought the house, when everything was hidden, the disclosure was fraudulent, they didn't list the stuff, they didn't get permits. You wonder why there's people in the area literally just let their house go. I'll tell you why. Here, let me tell you why. It's because no contractors want to come out to this area. They don't want to take the drive. They don't want to work. I literally had a contractor tell me on the phone, I'm not joking, at 9:30. They were supposed to come out per insurance company to emergency tarp over the last 48 hours. I sat there with a really bad gut instinct thinking they're not going to do it. I got a really sick gut. They're not going to do it. If this storm picks up momentum and gets bigger, we're going to be effed. I'm going to be effed because the roof's already done. Go up to Lowe's. You know, I got friends going, man, you're going to have to figure out plan B because I don't feel good about this. I'm like, I don't either. Insurance company had a claim last weekend, Sunday. Asked for a different claims adjuster because this guy is literally not doing his job. He's done nothing. He's literally text and I screenshot everything. I did this, I did that. And then you call these companies and you did absolutely nothing. At 6 o'clock yesterday evening, he had 1 week to set up a company to tarp the house. He waits till 6 o'clock in the evening with the insurance company to call the company ServPro to come out and tarp the roof at 6 o'clock in the evening after hours. What do? They subcontract. So their personal calls a contractor, they subcontract. That subcontractor said, well, I'm not coming out. I don't feel comfortable coming out on the roof in the dark and it's raining. I said, I have head, you know, I have lights, flashlights for your head. I've got plenty of flashlights and it's not raining right now. It's warm outside. The system hasn't come through yet. Oh, well, I mean, it was just basically just an excuse. Every excuse he had, I had to come back and it was just like, I know he had been thinking, like, damn, she's got me. What do I say? Oh, I just can't do it. They literally just said, well, I just can't do it. And then he likes to said the Quinn of the quintessential of the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. Well, I could come out and tarp after the storm is over. I literally laughed. I said, do you want me to have a case of beer too when you're ready? And he laughed, and I'm thinking, I'm not joking, but I'll let you think what you want. I'm not joking. Like, literally, the roof is leaking all week. The insurance company's fully aware, a claim. The house is not paid in full. Who's going to have the biggest problem is going to be the mortgage company because the mortgage company has a first interest in the house, and your insurance company is supposed to protect the house, the property. They're supposed to work with the mortgage company protecting their property and the homeowners. And the insurance company didn't do it. American Family didn't do it. American Family dropped the ball bigger than I don't know what. And the thing I think about is waiting on the phone forever. And their claims department's open 24 hours because let's face it, everybody is dealing with so much stuff. From this crazy ass, just the world is literally just the world has lost it. The world is like a box of Cracker Jacks. You just don't know what prize you're going to unravel every day. Okay. Literally watching the storm, like 50 mile an hour winds. Now was 20, 30. Now we're at 50. By the time it comes through, it could be up to 90. If you do 90 mile an hour winds, it's just ripped this whole damn roof off. And here's the problem. You can sit there and say, well, the insurance company will cover it. I can't even get American Family to come out with a damn tarp and have a claims adjuster literally call a company up when you have all week. I'm literally giving them company ideas. I don't work for American Family and I'm not on their clock. But I do believe, and this is another wisdom and learning experience, is I'm just sharing this with everybody because I want this podcast here on out, each one to be educational and an FYI for people to listen and understand, especially in this point of life and the way the weather is and global warming. And if we thought the Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio, we thought he was at the front of his, you know, the Titanic during the movie, and you think he was just lying when he said it, you know, he wasn't lying. Everybody thought he was crazy going around and literally so passionate about global warming. He was right. And it's not leaving. This year is a Karen Carpenter song, everybody. Get ready, because it's only just begun. That's right. It's only just begun. I'm trying to get like everything done because I'm watching the system and I'm like, man, this thing's going to smack. It was supposed to go around us and there it is going to smack right at us. I text Eric. I'm like, be on the call. Be aware. Because this roof is going to just literally going to crumble or it's just literally going to blow off. And in all reality is, the problem is, it's still ain't going to find nobody putting a damn tarp over it. I might as well have the production line at Glad Ziploc bags or Glad bags, garbage bags, and I'd probably be able to get them out to have them paid to literally just take Ziploc bags and cut them open and just literally go over the whole damn roof or Saran wrap or Reynolds wrap. Hell, at this point, because I ain't getting nowhere with the insurance company. And sometimes you just got to make fun of things. You got to find humor in some scary ass, crazy ass times. Good Lord Almighty, man. Jesus, sweet Jesus, and Mary and Joseph. If I knew my life was going to look like this in a crystal ball, I really would have thought twice. If I didn't have my fur kids, there is no way, Jose, no how, I would have went through any oncology treatments. If you would have shown me a crystal ball and said, guess what? This is the bullshit you're going to deal with after oncology treatments, after you recover, I would sit there and say, oh, hell, I'm not. No, mm-mm, no, no. Now, I feel like I lived a really good life. I think I'll end it right here on this note. I ain't going on oncology treatments. I did it for my fur kids. If I had human kids, I'd do it for them. Because I sure the hell wouldn't wanted to live through all this stuff. This is stupid. And the thing is this ain't got nothing to do with goddamn me. This just has to do with, this is society we're at, folks. And the scary thing is you pay for insurance and your insurance companies aren't doing their damn job. This is why people in Louisiana, Mississippi, and all these areas where their house is just done is sitting there saying, I'm never going to be rebuilt because I don't believe the insurance company is going to cover any of this. There's going to be some excuse. All we are is in a society where insurance companies, I hate to say it, majority of them are doing this. They're taking your money. They're taking the money for your insurance policy. But when a push comes to shove and you need that policy work for you, they're not doing their job. They're not paying for the damage and they're not going to. And they're going to use every excuse and they're going to drop the ball and they're going to blow it up. And that's the truth. It makes people just to where they don't stress out. They just don't care. We're literally in society. We're coming sighted. People just stop caring because they've just had enough. I get it. If you had enough, you're listening to this, I'm with you. I get it. You know, you just get to that point. You don't give a damn. You can't care about nobody but your damn self. This is why I call this my selfish ass season. I can't care about nobody anymore. I spent my whole life caring about people, caring about things. You know, I care about me and my fur kids. I'm sorry. I don't give a shit what nobody says. This is an example why. I've been on the phone with the insurance company 48 hours. I lost track. I keep track of everything and how much time I spent on the goddamn phone. And the end result is, you have claims adjuster Arthur, who's working 8 hours, get paid for 8 hours, and leaves probably before 8 hours, working probably from home, didn't even call a company. You got the company pissed off, literally, got to hear how pissed they were. He didn't call until after 6 p.m. He had all, and it's like, you don't even want to say it here. You don't even want me to tell you the rest of it. I don't blame the company. They're not coming out. As they said, tell your insurance company to find another company to tarp it. God help anybody. That's all I got to say. God help you. You know, this season's only just begun. Global warming's here and it is just a path of destruction. Global warming is going to end up destroying everything, everyone, and everything you've ever owned, including, you know, the will of knowing that you have a roof over your head. Is not a guarantee anymore. You have to live in the frame of mind that a roof over your head is probably just temporary, especially with global warming. Because as many tornadoes and storms and things that have been going on and the craziness because of global warming, it's not a guarantee you're going to have a roof over your head. And I don't care who you are, how much money you have, or what kind of house you have. It doesn't matter. A tornado doesn't care if you have a $5 million home. and neither does global warming. Because when the destruction comes through and it heads your way, be prepared, because you're probably going to have a roof anyway. I don't care what kind of roof you have. But when you need help and you're paying for insurance, you're paying for mortgage, a homeowner's policy, an insurance company is not protecting the investment of the bank who owns and holds your mortgage, what the hell kind of damn society are we in? Where the hell are we at? I mean, when was the last time we heard of a president being indicted? Do you think how crazy things are? I mean, we're trying to say that drag queens can't have shows and they can only have them in certain areas and kids don't have a right and people don't have the right to be who they want to be, no matter what color, shape, and size, but they get M&Ms. And insurance companies, y'all just, I mean, you're taking money, but you're not doing your job. You're not protecting the property. And this is what happens. I went through all the, you know, I'm gonna have to say it. I don't want the goddamn stress. I've been stressed to hell and back for 8 hours. I wouldn't have to go through the stress. I'm gonna say it till my dying last breath. If my parents would have helped me sign a grant paperwork that I just need a signature next to Ken, I already had the mortgage. I needed the grant paperwork to go along with it. And everybody wanted to argue. They didn't want to be homeless. I don't want any more bills. Well, you could be in a line of path of tornadoes tonight and not have a home. And that's everybody. Nobody's invincible from global warming. But once again, I'm going to say this. And every time I go through stuff like this, I think if I just had a signature, wasn't a mortgage, just a signature, guess what, folks? I wouldn't be in this mess. There's some things I don't forgive. Oncology, not having support, and people should have been there. And helping somebody out when you should be helping them out, when all I needed was a mere signature. And this is the end result. But for anybody in the path of these storms or get ready to hit, and they're already hitting in some areas, I don't care if you got a multi-billion dollar house that doesn't protect you from tornadoes, because a tornado and global warming doesn't care how much money you have, what color, race, shape, or form you are. All storm systems do and tornadoes do is nothing but sheer disaster. And good luck when you have that $1 billion home, because if normal Joe Schmoes can't even get their insurance companies to do their job, like our insurance company, your insurance company, my friend, I'm sorry to say, be prepared. They ain't gonna be no damn better. They're just getting more money from your bigger house than mine. Amen. Stay safe, everyone. Hunker down and keep your alerts on your path of all this madness, craziness, and anything goes. And that's my philosophy and the way I'm looking at life here on out, and especially this weather getting ready to come through. Anything goes, and got to be prepared for anything.